Peyton, can you get the door?
Why? So one of Blake Shelton's cronies can knife me in the face as soon as I answer? I don't think so.
That is probably not gonna happen.
Then you answer it.
I can't. My hands are full.
Full of what?
Pills.
Pills?
Yeah, I was trying to rearrange our pill bag and make it more aesthetically pleasing, but I accidentally spilled all of our pills in the bag, and so now I'm trying to separate them. By the way, does this look like your sleeping pills or my beard growth supplement?
Neither. That's a chewable Tums.
Yo, I'm knocking at the door. Do you know what you're supposed to do when someone knocks at the door? You stupid or something? You answer it. I can hear your voices. They sound dumb. You gotta open the door and let me in. That's what happens when someone knocks. Maybe take the coat. Offer them a glass of lemonade.
Was that Mark Wahlberg?
It sounded like him.
Ugh, what is he doing here? Do you think he wants to kill us? Oh my god, Rye, what do we do?
Calm down. If he wanted to kill us, he would have done it already. His muscles are so big, he could easily rip our door off its hinge.
We really need to get another hinge.
One problem at a time.
So, what does he want?
Maybe he's a DoorDash driver now?
You ordered DoorDash? Ugh, we agreed we were going to eat at home now to save money.
I got you food too.
Oh, okay, yay.
You're still not answering the door. You deaf? You dumb? You both? That's the only excuse to keep me waiting. You can't keep me waiting. I'm Captain America. Every second you keep me waiting, the terrorists kill another innocent civilian. That's a lot of blood on your hands.
Okay, fine. I'll open the door. Hi, Mark. How's it going?
I'm coming in.
Right this way.
Sorry, we don't have any lemonade to offer you. Fix that for next time, okay? Next time.
Why are you here this time?
Couple of reasons.
Which are?
Oh, right. First of all, I got your food from DoorDash. I knew it. You two really need to stop eating Burger King. It's gonna kill you. You gotta eat better. Like me, Mark Wahlberg. Today I woke up at 3 a.m. and went right to my wheatgrass farm. I had so much wheatgrass it should be illegal. But it's not. You ever had wheatgrass?
No.
Tastes like shit, but it makes you feel fantastic. That's why I'm Captain America.
Yeah, well, thanks for the offer, but we have plenty more concerning things trying to kill us.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You know that girl? Bobby Millie Brown?
Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah, Billy Bobby Brown. I caught her. You caught Millie Bobby Brown?
How?
I threw a rock at her. That's what I do. I throw rocks at my problems. Sometimes it makes solutions. Most times it makes more problems. Got lucky this time. I threw a rock right at Mommy Bobby Brown, and she went down like a rock.
What about the Demogorgons? They didn't give you any trouble?
The what? The who? What are you talking about? The flower-headed guys? Is that what you mean? They were easy. They just needed God. That's all anyone needs. I read them the Bible. Boom, they're believers. Stay prayed up. So you threw a rock at Millie Bobby Brown and then converted the Demogorgons to Christianity. This sounds like a Mad Lib. Actually, I converted the flower guys to Christianity and then threw a rock at Billy Bob Brown.
Then what?
I took her to jail. Served her some justice. I love justice. I'm Captain America, you know.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
One less person we need to worry about killing us, I guess. Yo, I'm seeing a lot of bags. What's with all the bags? You guys going somewhere? Where you going? You gotta tell me. I'm Mark Wahlberg. I love places.
We're trying to lay low so Blake Shelton doesn't kill us. So Rye booked us an Airbnb to hide out in.
Why are you guys always about to be killed? What's wrong with you? You got too many problems. You know what I say? You need to throw more rocks.
We don't know why people keep trying to kill us. We're actually very pleasant people.
We're all right.
We don't deserve to be murdered by Blake Shelton.
Yeah, where's the Airbnb at? Seaside town? Where's that? By the side of the sea. All right, come on. I'll take you guys in my Captain Americopter.
Why?
Because I don't want you guys to die. I still think there's a chance I could get you two prayed up.
You can pray me up anytime, Marky Mark.
No. 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 We are not doing that, Peyton.
You know we can't pay you for the helicopter ride, right? I know helicopter fuel is expensive.
You do? Is that a bag of loose pills I see?
Yeah.
Give me a handful. We'll call it even.
I don't know. That sounds dangerous.
Oh, who cares, Peyton? Let him have some pills. We don't need them. They're just antipsychotics. Wow, this Airbnb is super nice.
I'm still recovering from the Captain Americopter. Did we really need to fly by the financial district just in case there was some terrorist shit happening that Mark needed to stop?
Just try to relax, Peyton. At least now we're on vacation, and we didn't have to take the subway, so. Blake Shelton knows how much we take the subway. I'm sure he has his goons all over the trains waiting for us.
Yeah, how did you convince Squagalotch to let us go on vacation anyway?
I just told him you were on your period.
What does that have to do with anything?
Who cares? Squag is an old straight guy. He doesn't know anything about periods. He probably thinks I brought you here so you can turn into a werewolf and feed on human flesh. He even left us a little note.
Oh, don't tempt me. That might still be an option. What does the note say?
It says, Dear Peyton and Rye, please read this next part in my voice. Okay. And remember, all scenarios depicted in this podcast are entirely fictional. The use of all celebrity likenesses are purely for comedic use. No celebrities were harmed in the making of this podcast. P.S. Please make sure Peyton wears a diaper. If you get blood on the floor, you won't get your deposit back.
Wait, how did you know I was supposed to get my period today?
I didn't. I just guessed. I was pretty sure Squawg wasn't going to go check and make sure I was telling the truth. Also, what do you mean supposed to get?
I'm late.
No, you aren't.
Must be from all the unprotected sex I've been having lately.
God, your life is so sad. Anyway, want to go take a look around? I'll let you pick your bedroom first.
Out of pity?
No, out of the kindness of my heart. Of course out of pity.
Whatever, I'll still take it. Okay, why is there so much Glee memorabilia in this house?
You think that's bad? This bedroom has wallpaper that is made entirely of stills from Scream Queens.
Well, that's not that bad. Scream Queens was an amazing show.
Scream Queens season 2.
Oh my god, never mind.
I thought the Sue Sylvester door knocker was supposed to be campy, but now I'm thinking I accidentally booked some sort of themed Airbnb.
The theme being what? Ryan Murphy?
Guilty!
Oh, what the hell? Where did you come from?
The front door, sweetie. This is my house. You have a house themed around yourself and all of your TV shows? What can I say? I love Ryan Murphy, and he loves me too. I know that because I'm him.
Right. We got that. Why do you have a Ryan Murphy themed house?
So I have a place to go when I need inspiration. Duh. I come into the Glee room and remember how to make a TV show that will remain in the pop culture lexicon for decades, despite it mysteriously killing more of its stars than a party where you two are invited. Then I go into the room next door and remind myself that Jamie Lee Curtis should never go into a hospital. Am I right? Oh, come on. Halloween 2. She goes to the hospital. Michael Myers tries to kill her. It's funny.
Hilarious. Why are you here?
Yeah, I thought we had the place rented out for this week. I didn't get the dates wrong, did I? Oh no, don't worry. You two are completely alone in the house. We're filming the new season of American Horror Story in the huge, creepy, abandoned Victorian-style mansion next door. I just stopped in to replace my contacts.
Oh, what's the new season called?
Now, Detective P, you don't want any spoilers, do you? You'll find out soon enough what horrors we've got cooking up in that house. Trust me. Bye-bye now. Enjoy your stay. That was kind of creepy and foreboding.
How did he know our names? And that we were detectives. Did you give him our information, Rye? We worked on that cover story for hours.
No, I'm sure I told him that our names were Colin and Denise, and that we were dentists from Montana who needed an extended vacation after a long battle with gingivitis at our local elementary school.
Well, who wouldn't believe that?
Exactly.
I don't know, I have a bad feeling about this.
Calm down, Peyton. There's no way Blake Shelton knows we're here. We used fake names, we didn't take public transportation, we're staying in a place that neither one of us have any attachment to, and we paid for it with that credit card I took off Leonardo DiCaprio's dead body that the credit card company still hasn't turned off.
You're right. There's no way he's going to find us.
Boss, I found them. Found who? Those detectives you're trying to kill. Peyton and Rye? Where? They're staying at my seaside Airbnb. They're posing as dentists named Colin and Denise.
Clever.
What do you want me to do with them?
Show them just how horrifying their story could be.
You got it, boss. They'll be in my mansion soon enough, and then the real fun begins.
Wow, what a long day. I'm pretty much ready for bed.
Yeah, me too. I want to go check out that bookshelf in my room that's full of old dusty books and definitely doesn't have a secret passageway behind it.
Great idea. I'm going to go lay in bed and not press the secret button carved into the bed frame that opens up the trapdoor underneath the bed that drops me into a tunnel.
Sounds like fun. Good night. All right, let's see what books are on this shelf. Oh, Blood Rituals to Perform During Full Moon. That is so useful. Oh my god. 101 Ways to Remove Teeth and 102 Crafts for Stolen Teeth. I had these when I was growing up. Nostalgia. How to Build a Secret Murder Maze Beneath Your Seaside Mansion to Trap Gay Musicians, Blonde Actresses, and Detectives. Who would ever need that. The Ultimate Guide to Broken Glass and Peeling Wallpaper. Malicious Intent in You. Junie B. Jones and the Stupid Smelly Bus. Oh, hold on. What's this book? It won't come off the shelf. Maybe if I pull it like this, it'll... Oh! A Secret Passageway. I was not expecting that. I better explore it without telling Rye what's going on. I'm sure the shelf won't slide shut behind me and trap me. Oh, wait. That's exactly what's happening. Oh my god, Rye, help!
Was that Peyton screaming for help? Yeah, I'm sure she's just watching beheading videos on the dark web again. She is so crazy. Anyway, this secret button carved into the bed I'm currently sitting on. It sure is a nice secret button. Though it isn't hidden that well. I'm probably just really smart, and that's why I found it so quickly. I'm sure it isn't easy to find because it's a trap. Oh well, I can't press it tonight. I'm really tired and should probably go to sleep. But it seems like a waste not to press it. Maybe I should just look at it and imagine what it would be like to press it. No, I can't do that. Too tempting. I'm not going to press it. I'll just touch it. A gentle touch. No pressing at all. Oh, wow. What a nice feeling button. Expert craftsmanship, really. I should press it. No, I shouldn't. Yes, I should. No, I shouldn't. I'm going to press it. Whoa! The button opened up a trapdoor underneath, and now I'm in a dark tunnel. Cool!
Where the fuck am I? It's too dark to see anything.
I know. I have no clue where I am.
Who said that?
I did, Mamacita. Surprised to see me?
Well, I can't see you, but I know the voice, and I smell women's perfume. Shawn Mendes?
Actually, it's Chanel No. 5. It's unisex.
Wait, what the hell are you doing here, Sean?
Ryan Murphy cast me in the new season of American Horror Story. He wants me to be the new attractive gay man that he can only cast because he's pretty, not because he's a good actor.
Oh, that makes sense. Who do you play?
Oh, I'm the younger version of the main character. I'm just a simple farm boy from Oklahoma who dreams one day of making mediocre country music and sitting in a chair that spins around.
That sounds familiar.
I know, because I just said it silly.
Wait, if you're supposed to be in the new season of American Horror Story, why are you in this dark tunnel? Is this a scene or something?
Oh, no. I went to use the bathroom in between takes, and when I flushed, the floor dropped out from underneath me and I ended up in here.
Well, how long ago was that?
Yesterday morning.
What? Why hasn't someone come to get you?
Oh, Ryan said I need to stay down here until I'm sufficiently terrified, and then we can start filming again. Apparently, I didn't have enough dormant fear behind my eyes for his standards.
Oh my god. Ryan Murphy sounds kind of evil.
Oh, he is.
What?
He is evil.
Who is?
Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy is evil?
Yes.
Oh my god. I hope Rye's okay.
Oh god. What a long fall. Thank god I landed on this soft, weeping lump.
That's not a lump, you moron. That's Sarah Paulson.
Sorry. Wait, Jessica Lange?
In the flesh.
What are you doing in the pit beneath my bed?
How could you be so blind? This isn't the pit beneath your bed. It's the dungeon underneath Ryan Murphy's mansion. Get your giant ass off of Sarah Paulson. She has an Emmy.
Right. Sorry, Sarah. So, what are you two doing in the dungeon underneath Ryan Murphy's mansion?
We're having a slumber party.
Seriously?
No, you weak-minded fool. We're being tortured.
Tortured? Why?
Before I tell you, do you have a cigarette? I usually say my lines while also blowing cigarette smoke directly into your face.
Peyton told me I was ridiculous for always keeping cigarettes on me in case I ran into you, and you need one. Here you go.
You're a great man.
Thanks.
Are you homosexual?
Yeah.
Thought so.
So why are you and Sarah Paulson being tortured?
Every time Ryan asks us to be in the next season of American Horror Story, we say no, and so he kidnaps us and tortures us until we agree to do a new season. We've had to be tortured every year since season 3.
Why do you keep letting yourself get kidnapped then? If you know he's gonna come kidnap you when you say no, then why don't you go into hiding or something? Oh my god, what is wrong, Sarah? Oh,
never mind her, she's afraid of victim blaming.
Sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I just don't think there's anything wrong with putting yourself out of harm's way.
Running away is the coward's approach. Real bravery is walking up to whoever's giving you grief, spitting in their face, and saying, I was in a King Kong movie in the 70s. Nothing you can do can scare me.
Yeah. You're right, Jessica. Me and Peyton have been through so many crazy things and survived so many insane encounters. We shouldn't be afraid of Blake Shelton. We should be standing up to him.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Did you just learn a life lesson from my story?
Yeah. Wasn't that why you told me?
Of course not. You think I care about some snot-nosed kid with a magnifying glass who thinks he's a detective? You turn 70 in this industry and suddenly everyone turns to you for inspiration. The only thing I want to inspire is a dirty martini and a handful of pills.
Oh, sorry. Forget I mentioned Blake Shelton then. Exactly, Sarah.
So you read the script too. What a pile of horse shit.
What?
The script for the new season. American Horror Story Blake Shelton.
Wait, Ryan Murphy is doing a season of American Horror Story based on Blake Shelton?
Boy, nothing gets past you.
Then Blake and Ryan must be working together. I have to find Peyton and get out of here.
Well, I don't know who this Peyton is, but we're leaving too. I don't care what the gays want. I need to retire.
Well, this gay is living the dream, escaping from a dungeon with you and Sarah Paulson.
You're a freak with weird dreams.
Yeah, I know. So how do we get out of here?
The only way to escape from Ryan Murphy's mansion is to face his three horrors and live.
Ugh, three? That sounds like so many.
Unless you're planning on killing Ryan Murphy, you're going to need to get off your ass and face the fears.
Well, if those are my only options...
First, we'll have to sneak past the Dungeon Master.
Okay, who's the Dungeon Master?
Surprise, bitch. I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me. Okay, Sean, we need to get out of here.
Okay.
Okay, so you have to stand up so we can escape.
Oh, but I'm almost done with your friendship bracelet.
We don't have time for that right now. But definitely finish that later. It's beautiful.
The only way out of here is to face Ryan Murphy's three horrors, just so you know. It's a real bummer.
Three horrors? That sounds like a lot of work. I guess I could just wait until Rye notices I'm gone and come to save me. But I don't know, can I really rely on Rye?
Oh, Rye is trapped too. He's in the dungeon.
What? There's a dungeon? Wait, how do you know where Rye is in the dungeon?
I can see how far away he is from me on Grindr.
Why is there even a dungeon in this mansion?
It's an evil mansion. There has to be a dungeon.
So, what room are we in right now?
Oh, this isn't a room, my silly little duckling. It's just a tunnel behind a bookcase. If we follow it to the end, we'll end up in the dungeon.
Wait, this tunnel leads to where Rye is right now?
It's giving correct.
Why didn't you say that earlier?
We were catching up. I haven't seen you since the Miss All Over the Universe pageant. How is Derek Huff, by the way?
Still dead.
Oh, bummer.
On your feet, Mendez. We're coming, Rye.
Peyton?
Rye?
Peyton, we're over here, in the dungeon.
Why is there a dungeon?
Long story. I'm so glad you're okay.
Oh, great. Another blonde.
Peyton, this is Jessica Lange and Sarah Paulson. Is that Sean Mendez?
Yeah, he's going to be in the new season of American Horror Story. But get this, Sean told me that Ryan Murphy is evil.
I know. Jessica told me that this season of American Horror Story is about Blake Shelton.
What?
And the script is awful.
If you two are done with your lame-ass reunion that literally no one cares about, I was in the middle of something. Emma Roberts?
Oh yeah, she's evil apparently.
I am not evil, American Sam Smith. I'm Ryan Murphy's head cunt. American Sam Smith.
Yeah, that's what she calls me.
I do kind of see it.
Not now, Peyton.
Listen here, little girl. I've been a cunt since you were in diapers. You want to mess with me, you're in for a rude awakening.
We're leaving, Emma. You can't stop all of us.
Sure I can, hobag. All of you are fat and greasy losers, so it shouldn't be hard to stop you.
Fat and greasy? Both?
Why can't we leave exactly? I just got here. I'm so confused.
Oh, don't talk out of turn. That's how you get a mean nickname.
Listen up, Bride of Chucky. I'm only repeating this once.
See?
Ryan Murphy promised to make me his head cunt and cast me in all of his upcoming projects if I torture Jessica and Sarah and convince them to be side characters in the new season of American Horror Story. Then he saw you two sad sacks staying next door, so he told me I could torture you too because he has such a hard-on for Blake Shelton, who apparently hates you.
So you have no personal beef with us, so you can just let us go and no one would really know.
Newsflash, Sam Smith. I'm not going to do that. This season of American Horror Story is supposed to be really good, and I'm not passing up this opportunity for gay men to make funny memes of me on Twitter.
Yeah, it's going to be a great season.
It's not going to be a good season, you stupid slut. It's going to be shit.
Just let us go. We don't care about Ryan Murphy or Blake Shelton or being a cunt. We just wanted to lay low and maybe get a tan or something.
Too bad, fatty. If I let you go and you get your fatness all over the rest of the mansion, Ryan Murphy will never forgive me.
Ah!
Rye, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Being called fat is a gay person's kryptonite, so I just got a pain in my chest, but I'm fine now.
Wait, you're gay?
Yeah.
You seriously couldn't tell?
Not the time.
Yeah, you hippopotamus. Shove a sock in it. So, anyway, gay Sam Smith, do you have a lot of Twitter followers?
Isn't Sam Smith already gay?
Who cares? Just tell me your Twitter handle so I can decide if you deserve to live or not.
At the Real Detective Rye.
Ah! 11 followers? How are you not in jail? It's sad, lonely, unpopular, probably sociopathic people like you that make me sick. And to think I was gonna let you go.
You were?
Ugh, I'm so tired of this move, Emma Roberts. Ah! Okay, everyone, let's go. We're leaving.
How'd you know we'd be able to overpower her?
She was 100 pounds soaking wet with rain boots on. I really wasn't worried. The only reason why I waited so long was because I thought she had a weapon.
Why'd you think that?
Because if she didn't have a weapon, why didn't you push her down and walk past her?
I was enjoying her banter.
Well, the good news is you got through Ryan Murphy's first horror.
Emma Roberts is Ryan Murphy's first horror?
Whoever is Ryan's current head cunt is the first line of defense. Everyone knows that.
The butterfly is right. It only gets harder from here. Okay, we made it out of the dungeon. Where are we going now?
Probably out of the mansion.
Yes, Sean, I know that. How do we do that?
I have no clue, baby girl.
Do not sit down, Sean. We're trying to hurry.
Hang on. I'm playing Angry Birds. Silly little piggies. Why did you take those birds' eggs? They're so angry.
We have to go through the holding room. It's the next horror.
The holding room? Weren't we just being held in the dungeon?
The holding room is for actors who have callbacks for the next Ryan Murphy project. So we need to go walk through a room of non-union actors who think they're going to be the next Lea Michele?
Should we just let Blake kill us?
Don't give up. Those wannabe actors can only hurt you if you start to compare yourself to them. Why, I couldn't crack an egg with the pressure they're putting on you.
She's right. We survived an IKEA fairy with Abby Lee Miller and a broom closet with JoJo Siwa's garlic breath. We can do this.
We can do this. Together. Oh my god, every single girl in here looks just like me. Is my look really that unoriginal?
Just ignore them, Peyton. They don't matter. Oh, wow. There are a lot of hot guys in here.
Don't fall for it, Rye.
Wow. That's a lot of abs. I'm sure talking to a few of them can't hurt.
Rye, don't!
Oh, God. You have no personality. Your only personality trait is being hot. And you're queer baiting. You're all queer baiting.
What? You heard that there's going to be a Glee reboot? No. Take it back.
No. I don't want to compare resumes. Please, I don't care that you played Wednesday in a regional production of the Addams Family musical.
I'm sure Ryan is going to love that you're willing to sleep with him for a role. I'm sure no one else in this room is willing to do that. Now, can you please let go of my arm?
Someone threw a Leduca. Duck! Why did you bring Leducas? What do you mean there's a dance callback?
The new season of Pose does not need more white people in it. There isn't even a new season of Pose coming. Is there? Is there?
Yes, you look just like Evan Peters.
Your name is Ryan, too. Well, that's really cool.
Why are there so many white gays in here? I'm suffocating on Santal 33.
The Glee reboot is about Rachel's kids. You think you're the next Lea Michele. Have you tried going to therapy?
Peyton, I see the exit. We're almost there. Just a few more actors to get through. Peyton? Peyton, where'd you go?
Over here, Rye. I need help. Someone's trying to show me how to update their website.
Oh my god, I'm on my way.
Hurry.
I am. I'm just passing the cage where they lock up people who have less than 8 abs.
Don't worry. I got away. I pretended to be a producer and told them we don't have time to see non-union today and they all left.
Brilliant. Let's get out of here. Oh my god, that was horrible. I have never gotten so many headshot paper cuts in my life.
Well, at least we made it through.
Wait, you have something in your hair. Gross, what is this?
Oh, it's throat coat. Some girl had laryngitis but didn't want to miss the opportunity.
Ha, you guys totally passed the second horror. That's fabulous.
Wait, how did you three get through so easily? We're already famous. We don't notice anyone without an IMDb page.
Yeah, I was Lyle. You know, the crocodile.
How dare you! I know who Lyle is. I knew the real Lyle, and now that was a performer. None of that sissy TikTok bullshit you see nowadays.
I was on Vine, actually. Now, I'm just Sean.
You think you're something because you've got perfect skin and a beautiful face and music that can be played in department stores worldwide? Well, let me tell you, it fades. It all fades. And then when you're just a husk of your old self and everyone asks, whatever happened to her? Some teen drama will ask you to come play someone's mother and you'll stay for 8 seasons.
Can we just get to the last horror, please?
Yeah, geez, is this how other people feel when we go on a tangent?
We should really send out apology cards.
Which way to the last horror? I'm ready to get out of here.
I'm afraid that won't be possible, Peyton.
Ryan Murphy.
Surprised to see me?
No.
Surprised to learn I'm evil?
Not really.
Well, you must be surprised to find out I'm working with Blake.
At this point, no.
Well, okay, Little Miss Annoying. As I was saying, you can't pass the third horror and escape because it's impossible.
Well, don't underestimate us, Murphy.
Just tell us what we have to do.
Oh, it's quite simple, really. I'll let you go up these stairs and escape if you can answer one simple question.
Oh, that's it? What's so scary about that? We answer questions all the time.
What are the titles of each season of American Horror Story?
No!
Who could possibly know that?
We're gonna die here, Rye.
Jessica, can you help us?
Well, I'm not going to help you. I barely remember the seasons I was on.
Okay, we just need to think. How many seasons are there? 4? Maybe 5? 11.
11? Who is funding the show?
Okay, we know that it starts with Murder House.
And then Asylum.
And then Coven was season 3.
And what was season 4 called? It had something to do with the circus. I think there was a clown. I don't know, that's when I stopped watching.
That's when everyone stopped watching.
That's when they started having to torture me to come back. Oh, there was a season with Lady Gaga.
Hotel.
You watched it?
No, I just automatically know the name of anything Lady Gaga works on because I'm...
gay, yeah, that makes sense. What's that, 11? I feel like we named 11.
No, that was 4.
Well, isn't that close enough? Who could possibly name all 11?
I can always kill you if you don't want to answer the question.
No, we'll answer.
But we certainly won't take killing off the table.
Wasn't there that one season that happened during the apocalypse? Oh, what was that season called?
Apocalypse.
Yeah, Sean, it took place during the apocalypse, but I just can't remember the title. I feel like it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, screw this. Peyton, push Ryan Murphy down and let's make a run for it.
But we were just about to answer the question.
Ah! You won't get away from me that easily.
Come on, ride this way.
We already tried this way. It was a dead end, remember?
Shit, you're right. Okay. Well, maybe this door will lead somewhere?
It's locked.
Damn it, who built this mansion? It's like a maze.
You can't hide from me forever, detectives. I'll find you eventually.
Fuck. Okay, let's go back the way we came. I think we missed a turn up there. Maybe that was the exit?
Okay, I'll follow you.
Oh, you want me to go first? So Ryan Murphy can grab me and kill me while you can have the chance to get away? Real chivalrous, Rye.
No, stupid, because you know the way and I don't. Also, if one of us has to live, it should definitely be me. I have more to live for.
You do not.
Come out wherever you are.
Fine, follow me.
This isn't the right way. We just came from here.
I know, we're circling back to try and find a different route, remember?
We've tried all the different ways to get out. We're trapped.
Hang on, let me try this door.
It's locked?
Yeah.
See, I told you.
Who the fuck puts an unbeatable maze inside a mansion?
Guilty.
What do you want from us, Ryan?
I already told you, Detective Peyton. I'm gonna kill you.
But why? Because that's what Blake Shelton wants.
We still don't know why Blake Shelton wants us dead either. What did we ever do to him?
I don't care, doll. I just do what he asks.
What do we do? Our backs are against the wall. Literally.
We can take him. There's only one of him and 2 of us. Surprise, bitch. I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me.
You already used that line.
I don't care, you dumbass donkey. You two are both about to die. Have you heard that line before?
What do we do?
I don't know. I guess there are worse ways to die.
I'm not going down without a fight.
We can at least take Emma. She has like 1% body fat. Thank you so much.
Don't get distracted, Emma. Finally, these two are going to get exactly what they deserve.
What the fuck?
Guess who got a gun, bitch?
Please don't shoot me. I just want the gays to love me.
Get out of here, Emma.
Rye, where did you get a gun? We are not cops.
No, we aren't. But we are American citizens. So I just used my Second Amendment right and bought this gun at that little streetside stand that we bought fruit from when we drove in.
So, you've had a gun this entire time? Why did you just use it now?
I was waiting for the most cinematic moment I could find to pull it. I think Ryan Murphy about to kill us filled that quota.
So, did you really kill Ryan Murphy?
I hope so.
Do you think we're gonna get in trouble?
He lured us into his murder mansion and chased us through a maze talking about how badly he wanted to kill us. I think we have a pretty strong self-defense argument.
How do you feel? I mean, you just shot a gun.
I feel great. I can't hear anything out of my left ear, and I could throw up at any moment, but I feel great. Do you want to try it out?
No way. I still do not like guns. But I have been eyeing the sword on the wall for the last couple of minutes. I think I'll take that.
Okay, cool. I'll keep your gun for myself then.
Where did everyone else go?
I think they went out the actual exit when we ran down the hall. Turns out we were going the completely wrong way.
Should we get out of here?
Yeah, we still have the Airbnb for 6 more nights. Might as well make the most of it.
Oh, come on, the exit's this way.
No, it's this way.
Thank you for listening to Celebrity Whodunit. Be sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Celebrity Whodunit Pod. New episode will be 2 weeks from today. Okay, I think I can name all of the seasons of American Horror Story.
I did have to Google it, but go. In order. I'm gonna try. Can you do it in order?
I probably can. Murder House.
Uh-huh.
Asylum.
Uh-huh.
Coven. Freak Show. Hotel. Roanoke.
I think there was one before Roanoke. Actually, let me look it up so I can confirm.
No, because he was in the Finn Wittrock era.
No, there's one before that, I think. Isn't there?
No, I'm right.
Okay, are you? Well, I'm pulling
after up. Roanoke is 1985 or 1989, Taylor's version, whatever that one was.
Yeah, you missed one. Before Roanoke.
What the fuck?
After Freak Show, before Oh, no, wait. You said Freak Show, Hotel, Roanoke. Okay, yeah. No, that was right. But then you skipped two. When you went to 1984.
Roanoke. Okay. There's two between Roanoke and 1984?
Yeah.
Okay, so was Apocalypse wasn't after Roanoke?
It was.
Oh, shit. Okay. Apocalypse.
But not immediately after. There's one in between Roanoke and Apocalypse.
Oh my god. Did I watch that season?
It was like not great. I think it was the first season that Billy Lord was in.
No. It was the election one.
Yeah.
What was it called? Election?
No, Cult.
Cult. Cult, Apocalypse. 1984.
Uh-huh.
And then things got weird. And he did the American Horror Stories, which
but
I watched.
But there's another season, though.
It was the one that was the dual season.
Yeah. It was just called Double Feature.
I forget what he was even... Double feature and then yeah. New York City.
Yeah, and now Delicate is the new one.
With Kim?
Yeah.
I watched half of the Double Feature.
I think I did, too. Or I think I, like, honestly didn't watch, like, one episode of Double Feature.
Roanoke's? Honestly, slays.